Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
I received a package in the mail that I did not order from you all, and I'd like some kind of a, if you want me to return it, I don't want to pay postage.
Okay, yes, and can I get your zip code, please?
21210.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Nancy Remy.
Okay, how do you spell your last name, please?
R-I-N-I.
R-I-N-I?
Mm-hmm.
Whose name was on the package?
Nancy Remy.
Okay. And what kind of product is it?
Some kind, it looks like, I didn't even open it up, but it is a watch. It says a smart bracelet.
Yes, and see, I don't have anything coming up for Nancy. Is there any other first name it could be under?
None other. That's all I go by.
R-I-N-I.
Yep. N-A-N-C-Y-R-I-N-I.
Yes, yes, yes.
Olmsted.
I don't have an account for you.
I don't know. This package showed up, and it came, and it says from you, I have your phone number. And there's a UPS tracking number. I just don't want to be billed for whatever this is.
You can see I don't have an account whatsoever. Is a good phone number 410-913-0291?
Yep.
See, I don't have anything coming up for that either. And you haven't seen any unusual charges on your card?
Oh, there's several unusual charges on my last card, and I have had to cancel that card and then start again. So I don't know whether this is, I have no idea if this is one.
To be honest, this is what it looks like to me. Usually when this happens, a lot of times whoever puts, if this is fraud on your account, sometimes it automatically puts the name on the card on the package. It doesn't give you an option to change billing to shipping. See, I just don't have an account for you whatsoever, ma'am, not with your zip code, your last name, your last and first name, and your phone number either.
Okay. I don't know. I'll hold
on
to it.
By us, you have not been charged. And if you have been charged, whoever did this did not put it in your name. To be honest, if I were you, what I would do is contact the bank or the credit card company and just ask them, you know, what confuses me, though, I have no way to distinguish the charges from the other. But every charge you don't recognize, I would ask them for a good phone number for it and call them and start that way.
Okay. The charges that are on there. Okay. All right.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
I will go back to I've already been on the bank 3 times to try to get rid of a couple things on there. So, and they're not that big charges. I mean, the first one was $36. It's gone now. I have a $4 one, a $7 one, and a $6 one. I don't know what in the hell this is.
Yes,
I just don't want another one to show up, and I don't want to cancel another card. I can't believe this.
Yes, and definitely let your bank or credit card number, your credit card, whichever it is, the company know that you called us, and we can't find anything in your name either. So it does look like it could be fraud.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great Saturday, please. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.